To paraphrase the great Billy Joel, you may be right, we may be crazy, but we just might be the lunatics you're looking for. For the first time ever, this is the Fat Man Chronicles. Well, welcome to all six or seven people out there that are going to listen to this. And my name is Pete D'Amico. I'm the author of a blog called The Fat Man Chronicles and your co-host for this show. And sitting across from me is my lovely wife and the reason why maybe we might get up to like 12 people.
I don't think so, but we can try.
My wife Gretchen is sitting across from me and we're going to do something a little different. It's a husband and wife here doing kind of a transparent look at our struggles with weight and with health and the fact that we love food and wine way too much and how we're trying to balance that in our lives. We're going to tell you some real stories. We're going to tell you some real inspirational stories. We're going to try to find people to talk with us about their struggles and try to find the hope in everyday life. And in the end, we hope that there's going to be some real results, both for us and anybody else that struggles with this. And it really is a podcast about nothing. We're like the Seinfeld of podcasting at this point.
And since we've seen every single episode of Seinfeld, we should be pretty good at this.
We're just going to do episodes of Seinfeld on here.
That might be more entertaining.
It very well could be, but... In the meantime, I guess we're going to try to make some decent content here. So why don't I give a quick, brief a discussion about who I am. We're going to introduce Gretchen and interview her a little bit and tell you kind of how this all came about. So a little bit over a year ago, I kind of hit a limit with how I was struggling. And I've tried to do blogging before, but this time it was a little different. I went ahead and made a blog called The Fat Man Chronicles. You can find it at fatmanchronicles.com. And it was really for me. I wanted to get out there, be publicly responsible for my own actions, and at the same time, really focus inward and try to find a way that I could help myself overcome some of these humps. Over time, you know, there's been a few people that read it, and that's been great. A couple of them have gone fairly big, you know, for my kind of audience. And we'll talk about some of those in later episodes. But really, it was about me and my lifetime struggle with health and weight. I was skinny as a kid, which is, I think, a little bit different than your experience, babe. I think you were not.
I've never been skinny.
But I was, and I was an athlete. You were also an athlete.
I was.
So in that time, it was great. You know, I was an athlete. I was chugging along. And then somewhere when I started working for Willie's Weenie Wagon in Markham, Illinois, we relish your buns, I got introduced to the joys of double cheeseburgers. And, you know, food became the way I connected with people. So it was hard for me to lose weight. And I really wasn't focused on the fact that I was gaining at any point in time. I stayed fairly active, but not like I was when I was younger. And I just kept gaining and gaining. And as an adult at 5'8", I got up to 256 pounds at one point. I went and lost about 80 pounds doing a radical diet. That, you know, fact is it worked, right? I lost the weight, but in the long run, I gained it back. When I started this adventure just over a year ago, I think I was at about 236, and that's too big on a guy that's 5'8". And it's not a 236 pound guy that was kind of muscular and had a belly. No dad bod here, just a belly, just too much belly. So in there also, I became a runner. I consider myself a runner at this point. I'm a Galloway runner right now, meaning that I do the run walk method. And that's really accelerated since about February. I mean, I have done races before this. Last fall, I did a half marathon and signed up to do some more coming up. But really, it was around February, March, where I found the Sub 30 Club. And there's a blog on the Runner's World site called The Big Guy Blog, written by Ted Spiker. And about 5 years ago, Ted threw out a challenge to himself and put it out to his readers to go sub 30 minutes in a 5K. And the club has just kind of blossomed from there. And these are some of the most motivating and inspirational people I've ever been involved with. And they've really helped me understand that I am a runner. And it's been a big part of helping motivate me. In general, I'm the one that's got a lot of dreams. I'm the one that forces Gretchen to do things like this podcast. I'm much more entrepreneurial in spirit. And Gretchen holds me accountable and puts the brakes on some things. And so how did we get here? How did we get to a podcast? I've wanted to do a podcast for 10 years. I mean, since I first started listening to them. And then there was a day where my headphones didn't work. My wireless headphones weren't charged. And I decided to go for a run without headphones.
Bad idea.
Which makes it so that I can think. And I came back and I said, hey, I got this idea for a podcast. We should do one together. At which Gretchen was so excited.
I don't remember it that way at all.
No,
I think I said, sure, babe, whatever you want, and walked away and continued cleaning the house or something else.
Did you figure that I would just drop it?
That was the hope. I knew you wouldn't, though, but then I thought, you know, someone else might, you know, sometimes you could be a little bit of like a squirrel and something else would, you know, maybe spark your interest, but you just kept on coming back to this. So you wore me down. You wore me down.
It only took a few months to get it going. It's not bad.
No, no. I should have put more resistance then, I guess.
So do you think that's a pretty good summary of me? Do you think I kind of covered the basis?
That's you.
I think the last part that we should do is kind of what I do for a living is I'm in the wine business. I've been in the wine business for the better part of 12 years or so. And there's a lot of food involved in the wine business and wine.
That's why I married you.
And stay. So that's good. And I am the father of three amazing kids. I have two older kids, Daniel and Lily, and then Gretchen and I. We have one together named Michaela, and she's two. Daniel's 13 and Lily's 11. And the older kids are unbelievable athletes. They do some things that I can't even imagine. I was always good at, you know, like baseball. But I was never like what these kids can do. So it's pretty cool. So with that, why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
What do you want to know?
Did you grow up a poor child in the South?
Grew up on the South Side of Chicago.
Well, we're both from Chicago, but you grew up a little bit different. You grew up in Beverly, right?
I grew up in Beverly. I have an older brother. You know, my mom, my parents are both entrepreneurs in spirit. They, at one point in time, each owned their own companies, which is why I am not an entrepreneur in spirit at all.
I'm the opposite, right? My dad worked for somebody his entire life, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom, so there was no entrepreneurial spirit at all.
Yeah.
I don't know where I get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's not me for sure, but yet I married someone and I knew it going in that you had this spirit. So my dad's 100% Italian. He's the typical Italian man, dark hair, dark skin, skinny as all can be, can't gain a pound to save his life.
That's why we hate him.
Yeah. But he only has one lung.
Just kidding, Bill, if you ever listen.
He has one lung. So, you know, it's got his shortfalls too, but My mom growing up, she was, you know, skinny. She said she never really had a problem with weight. And then she said she had two kids and we ruined her after that.
It's always the kids.
It's always the kids' fault. But my dad is a chef. So him making amazing food and rich food, there was nothing light or diet about his cooking. So my brother, he takes after my dad. Well, as a kid, he was like you probably, you know, very skinny as a kid, very athletic, very active. And then one day he stopped and he gained weight and the German side, my mom's side, the German side catched up. But I've always had, I say I was on a diet from the day I came out of my mom's womb, pretty much.
That's got to be exhausting though.
It is. It is. I mean, it's, you know, you kind of growing as a girl, as most girls will tell you. I mean, being an overweight girl in sixth grade, seventh grade, you know, when you're a kid, when you're in, you know, first through fifth, you don't realize it. But then sixth grade, girls start becoming not so nice to each other, even worse so these days. And you start realizing that, hey, I'm kind of fat. Like, all right. I think that's probably when the first diet we went on with my mom. My mom and I always dieted together. She was always, because she was struggling. She always struggled too. So
since you've been like 11 or 12?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I was always fat. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but it never became, I wasn't body conscious probably until like sixth grade is when I really started noticing it. And we did the, oh my gosh, the bland chicken and tuna fish. And it was, I wish I remember the name of the book. It was a whole book and it had a diet plan. And my mom would print it out and we'd have peanut butter and bread. And I mean, just the worst meals ever. And it was just not a pleasant experience at all. But that went all through college. In college, I lost a little weight, kind of gained more self-confidence, I would say, in myself and just acceptance of my body type.
Well, and you were an athlete too. So.
I was. I played softball going through, you know, grammar school, high school. Yes, there was other stuff going on. So I really wasn't doing much. But in college, I was on the crew team. So I was working out twice a day. I got really big muscles. My back was huge.
For anybody who doesn't know, crew is
rowing. I was like the A spot. So like powerhouse. I was they called it a novice team. And so it was, you know, walk on and I knew nothing about it. My college didn't have I really wanted to do sailing, but they didn't have a sailing team. So I did the crew team and it was great. I loved it. It was a great workout. My dad said, I came home the first time. My dad said I looked like a football player because I had this like amazing back muscles, which I feel have never gone away. I feel like I still have these like broad shoulders that there's just no muscle there anymore.
So struggling with weight, were you picked on, do you feel? Like by other girls or by, I mean, was it tough with guys or?
Well, I didn't date much. I had one boyfriend. Well, that's not true. I guess I had two boyfriends. I had one serious boyfriend in high school and he broke my heart. But
in your defense, you were at an all-girls school.
I was an all-girls school. But the girls, you know what? High school, I would say I was picked on more like in grammar school. And that's probably going to surprise a lot of people. Because again, high school, I was big. I was never like round and really, I just always had a stomach. I always had thighs. I always had a fat cheeks and stuff, you know. And then my senior year of high school, I kind of developed a little bit of an eating problem. Disorder sorts, anorexia of a little bit. Like, you know, I wouldn't say I starved myself. I didn't because I like food, but I wouldn't eat lunch. I'd have a Diet Coke for lunch and that would be it. And then for dinner, I'd have like a salad or something like that. So I was like, my calorie intake was like next to nothing. But, you know, I lost a lot of weight and I was able to fit in my prom dress and I looked good and that's all I cared about at the time. So
did you remain active? Like, so you get through this, you go through college. Did you stay active after?
When I hurt myself my freshman year of college on the crew team. So the next year, my sophomore year, I basically spent the whole year in physical therapy. So I really couldn't do a lot. And then, no, I wasn't active. I was in a sorority. I drank, I partied, I did my schoolwork, always did schoolwork. But I mean, I was always, I guess, like the sorority, we'd have like flag football teams, and I was always the first one on that. And so I tried to stay active as possible, but I wasn't a part of a team. I wasn't on a sport of any sort.
Is that because you didn't enjoy activity like outside of an organized sport?
I've always been part of an organized, I like going out and for a run is just sounds absolutely boring and horrible to me, which is why I don't think I do it very often. But I always like being part of a team, you know? I've always, like, I was softball. I was never a runner. I was never, you know, sailing. I did sailing growing up, and it was always part of a team sport and football, and I was a cheerleader and that kind of stuff. But individualized type things, you know, just go. I would go rollerblading every once in a while. And honestly, I would get bored within 5 minutes. And, you know, like, oh, listen to, you know, you would say, let's listen to a podcast. It doesn't do it for me. My brain just
like. It's a great ad for this.
Yeah, probably not. But my brain just shuts off and I don't end up not listening. How many times have we been in the car? We're listening to a podcast and you'd be like, oh, wasn't that a great thing? And I'd be like, wait, what?
You know, I'm really glad I invited you to do this with me. Squirrel.
Wait, what?
So I think that's interesting, though, because I think that your story is probably like a lot of people's out there. And I think that the fact that you don't enjoy a run or a walk or a bike ride on your own is probably one of the reasons that people don't do it.
Yeah. I'd rather be with somebody. I'd rather go, even if it's with our daughter, taking Mikhail out for a ride, a stroller park, you know, at least she entertains me a little bit, you know. Usually it's with 5,000 mamas about, you know, things, or I'd rather be with her than just going out on my own. It's just, and I can have Bon Jovi blasting in my earphones and it still doesn't help me.
Yeah. Everybody should know that you're obsessed with Bon Jovi.
Well, they are the greatest band ever, so.
Top of the list, the only one on the list. So I think it's really interesting, though, because I'm different. I like being alone, and I don't mind running solo. I used to say I run alone, but I don't anymore. I say I run solo because I kind of feel that the sub 30 club is behind me, and getting to know some other running groups and some other groups online has been pretty cool. You know, I've been more lurking in the background, not sharing as much with other things, and big things excite me. Right. And you don't share that with me. So things like doing a half marathon, doing a marathon, actually ultra distances intrigue me too. I don't know if I'll ever be able to get there,
right?
But it's interesting to me. Crossing the Grand Canyon, hiking mountains.
See, that's different though. Like, I love going hiking, right? I mean, I'll go walk with you.
But you got to train.
I hear you. I hear that. I understand.
And that's
that.
Where the breakdown is.
But I don't
is.
Feel like I have to run to train
no,
and stuff.
No, absolutely not.
So, I mean, I have no problem. I mean, I would love to do the Grand Canyon one day. Sure. I love hiking mountains. I mean, growing up, my mom would tell you every time we go on a road trip, you know, we'd see a mountain. I'd be like, can we pull over so we can go climb up it? And she'd be like, no, because there's snakes and all kinds of other stuff out there that's going to kill you. It's like, oh.
Those are just details.
I know. It's a buzzkill. But, I mean, I love hiking. I love going long distances. I'm always up for that. It's just.
But then you're sore for probably 3 or 4 days after we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what
but
I'm.
But then it's you get better.
Eventually you do. So, I mean, I think this is really an interesting thing, though, because I go out on my own. We do walk together. Today, we did a walk together. We took Mikhail out and walked around and took her to some parks, and her obsession with slides was fulfilled, at least for an hour.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get you to do a big race with me, although you did that 1 year give me... For my birthday, didn't you give me a half marathon you were going to do with me?
I was, but then I got pregnant and I couldn't really do proper training. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just let that one go. We'll come back to that maybe another time. Because I kind of feel you still owe me that.
Hmm. I think there's a statute of limitation on gifts like that.
It's 50 years.
Yeah. See, we're not going to make it that long. I mean, this like living wise.
not the way we're going.
I mean, your grandmother is 94, so I guess there's that's a possibility for you. But my family, we go early.
So let's circle back a little bit here. I think there's a couple of things that I want to touch on. And one is I refer to myself as fat all the time. You referred to yourself as being fat. Mm-hmm. And that three-letter word is like a four-letter word in our society a lot of times. So I want to just take a second. If the word makes you uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but I'm going to use it. I'll use it a lot. It's just a descriptor. And one of the first things that we'll do, one of the first episodes will be based on a blog. I'm not going to just read my blog. We're going to have discussions about some of the topics though. Although it could be super exciting. I could do voices.
We could do voices, you know, maybe make some characters up and stuff.
I can invite some friends over. They could each do a character.
We might have to be drunk to do that one though.
Well, that's not going to be hard to get our friends to drink and eat with us. That's part of the problem we have.
Exactly.
But in the end, it is just a word. But we will talk about physical fat versus mental fat and kind of the way that I look at it and it breaks down. Because it is a big deal to understand the part of you that's never going to be away from being a fat person if you're really a bigger person. Not somebody who gained weight for a year and then took it off, or gained weight for a week, like these, you know, trainers now that have let themselves gain 50 pounds and then lose it all. That's not fat. Fat is when you've lived the life for quite a while. And no matter, I'm not talking about what you see in the mirror either. When I lose weight, I can tell in the mirror. What I'm saying is what I want to eat and the way that I think about food, which can be unhealthy. So, yeah. And then the second thing I want to talk a little bit more about is what would motivate somebody like you? Since you're so different, I'm always trying to figure out like what...
You've been trying.
What motivates you, right? and you've brought up before group classes, things right. like that. Is it because of the camaraderie? Is it because of somebody pushing you?
I think it's someone pushing, you know, it's like...
Well, I can yell at you.
No. Different? Because then I just... punch you, and I don't think that's good for us. That won't make for a good podcast either, I don't think.
No, that people would want video.
Yeah, we don't need that. I think it's more of the, you know, having the instructor, you know, going through. And like I've done, you know, times in the past when I've been somewhat successful is when I've done like the, you know, we had the you know, video game exercise stuff, right? And we do that. And, you know, I would stick with that for a while and that would work and, you know, keep me moving and stuff. But, you know, unfortunately, I think I just let myself, I talk myself out of reasoning. I give myself so many reasons why I can't, right? Oh, I got to get the baby to school. Oh, I got to start working. Oh, I can't work out during lunch because I got this project due. Or I can't, oh, now I got to go get the baby from school. Now I got to make dinner. Now I got to clean up from dinner. Now I'm just exhausted. You know, there's like always those excuses. And so that's why I just, you know, I just don't do it. And honestly, I also think a part of it is, you know, it's kind of your fault too, because I've, you know, you've never been like, oh, you need to lose weight. And you would never do that because, again, you probably get punched. But, you know, like I've just become so comfortable with who I am that I'm just like, you know what? I'm okay. Like, but I'm not though, because I don't like what I see in the mirror. I don't like seeing the extra. Like before I got pregnant, you know, I was at my lowest weight since college and it was great. I loved it. You know, I loved looking at myself in the mirror. I felt attractive. You know, and then I, you know, with the baby, and then I lose some of the weight, but I didn't lose all, I haven't lost all of it. And, you know, it was a struggle during that time too. And I think, you know, I didn't gain a lot of weight during my pregnancy, and the baby was perfectly healthy, don't get us wrong, but it was like, you know, this fear of what's going to happen when I'm not pregnant anymore. How am I going to lose this weight?
I don't recommend your diet plan. For that one, gallbladder.
My gallbladder. Oh, that was the best. The gallbladder plus the stress of planning a wedding. That was the best diet ever. I lost so much weight. I wish you could regrow your gallbladder and then lose it again. That'd be awesome.
And living in a situation that was difficult too, right? Because we were at my parents' house at the
time.
Yeah,
that was stressful.
And I mean, that's just stressful to live in somebody else's home, right? You know, regardless of who it is.
Right.
Not saying mom and dad, you guys were great.
No,
not,
they're extremely, you know, generous and all that. But it's like you have to make sure you don't, you're not in your own home. So to follow their own rules. So that, put that with the planning the wedding and paying for the wedding and all that stuff. It was, you know, a stressful time. Stress is usually when I do lose weight. Maybe I should do more high stress situations.
I can probably create some.
Quit your job and then all of a sudden.
Professional podcaster, because can't you hear it so far?
There we go. This is it. Moneymaker right here.
So good at this. Bottom line is we both struggle, right? I mean, yeah. I don't really care as much about what I look like. I got over that too a long time ago.
Yeah. I just don't care anymore.
It's not about that. I don't like the excess weight because I can't do the things that I want to do. And I'm now scared. Look, we had Michaela when I was mid 40s. So if I want to see her grow all the way up, as I'm going to get to do for the other two kids, because there's 10 years, you know, difference, I need to be healthier.
Yeah.
And I want to be active and I want to be able to do things like possibly hike the Grand Canyon with the kids and you. And I want to figure out a crazy thing to do on my 50th birthday to really celebrate. But I like those big physical challenges, whether I'm alone or with a group. You know, I don't know what it would be like with a group. I've not run with, well, I have to take that back. I was going to say I haven't run with anybody in 11 years, but that's not true. I did one run on the lakefront with Ted Spiker, who I talked about earlier, which broke an 11-year streak. Thanks, Ted. And it was fun and it was great. You know, we got to chat and it pushed me to keep running versus taking any walk breaks. And it was really a fun time, but I'm not over the fact that I'm a bigger dude and slow. And I know I need to get out there and meet more people in this community, because I haven't, other than online, I haven't really surrounded myself with people, mm-mm, you know, that want to do this stuff. Our friends don't.
That's not true. We're doing a 5K with them in a couple weeks.
But you guys are gonna walk it. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but right. I'm talking about somebody who would want to give it a shot at running, right. You know, and they don't have any interest in it. And that's okay to me.
Right.
The fact that you guys are going to get out there and do it and be there that day, I love it. You know, it's great that we all get to do this together and then come back to the house and have Bloody Marys. That'll be fun.
Sounds great.
The point being, though, I just haven't found a group.
Yeah.
That's in person yet. There are some sub 30 people, some subbers in the Chicago area. I'm sure we'll meet up at some point. I'm just not there yet. You know, there's a ultra distance.
I think that's why
runners.
You like the sub 30 group so much, is because it's not pressuring you to go be in that group environment, because you are, you know, you like being, you are a loner of sorts, right? Like, it's not like you're antisocial, but, you know, it's not like you.
It's like the Breakfast Club, demented and sad, but social.
Exactly. So I think that's why you like the sub 30 group so much, because there's not this pressure to go run together every Sunday. Except you did do that Wednesday night workout group.
From the team and training people. I did do that a couple times. I didn't really run with anybody though. I just kind of ran on my own. I talked a little bit, but even that I got uncomfortable eventually and stopped going, right?
Yeah.
I found excuses to not go.
We're good at excuses.
Very good. And it's great people. I mean, the coaches there, Marie and Chris are awesome people and have raised a ton of money and awareness and coached so many people through so many races. And they're phenomenal. And it has nothing to do with their ability. It's more of the fact that I'm not comfortable from that point of view in my own skin to get out there and just run with people.
Right.
And group classes scare the out of me. And and maybe that's, you know, something that I'll try to do just to get out of comfort zone at some point. I just like getting out there and challenging myself.
Right.
And, you know, when I run 6 miles on Saturday morning and for me, crush it, I loved it. I mean, I was on cloud nine after that Saturday run. I was proud of what I had accomplished because it's not easy to get out there and do that stuff on your own. And it's not easy, even if there is a group, because you can still find different excuses to not do something. And we live in that world a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, kind of hits a big part of our struggle, right, with weight, because we've given up and found excuses for things like eating, right? And wine's a big part of our life, and wine's not going to make us gain weight, but what we discovered is, you know, a glass is okay, maybe two here or there, but the third glass really starts to hurt us. Mm-hmm. And we just can't do things like that, whether it's age or a mindset or the physical toll that it takes on us, whatever it is, right? But I think both of us are not going to ever tell someone else to do or not do something. What we're going to do is try to share what we have going on and see if we can help ourselves and maybe help a few others along the way. I'm pretty sure our max audience on this is 17. I'm going to 17 people.
Wow. But we could probably get 17 family members.
Yeah, we have some extended family. We probably could guilt into
this.
We
could probably guilt them. I say you go up to 20. Let's go crazy.
All right, 20. I'm way less nervous now. Because we're just talking to 20 family members. Yeah. What's the big deal?
And most of the time they tune us out anyway, so.
All right. So what are we going to do with the show? We're going to, now that you kind of know a little bit about us, we'll probe and go deeper on several of these subjects. We'll probably base some of the episodes on some blogs. We're going to find some things that are about health and wellness that are in the news, and we'll talk about them. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of pop culture references. We've already had a few today, Breakfast Club, Seinfeld, maybe even something from the 2000s will come up soon.
Big Bang Theory, maybe.
Well, we might have entire episodes based on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we got to wait. Well, we'll need something. We have a whole year before we get to see it again. So.
We can do, maybe we'll do episodes like in character. You could be like Cersei.
Really? Really? Nice. That out of everyone, all the female characters.
Did you want to be Daenerys?
She's pretty.
So Cersei.
Well, yeah, but she's kind of a, you know, not a nice person.
You know, we're trying to keep this clean. Good job.
Right. See? Huh?
I'm the one with the potty mouth.
You're the potty mouth, not me. I'm good.
We're going to try to keep it clean. We're also going to pick up some interviews of people. If you have anyone that you think is incredible, special, and you think we should interview down the road, go ahead and find us, send us a message on Facebook. You can find us at Fat Man Chronicles, Fat Man's one word. You can find us on Twitter at Fat Man Stories and on Instagram at Fat Man Stories also. And you can drop us a line there, and that's going to be a big part of it.
Yeah, because no one wants to listen to us day every single day. That would be...
Well, the 7 people that started, we're down to 3 right now. It's okay though.
All right.
It's okay. They might come back up.
Might have to bribe people.
Well, and we've got some people even in our own family. My brother has done some unbelievable things from a health perspective,
right,
and fitness perspective. 236 marathoner. People got to know him as McRunner way back in the day.
He's like our celebrity.
Well, when Jimmy Fallon makes a joke about you.
It's pretty important.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we met Oprah.
No Oprah.
Does that count for anything?
Probably not.
Probably the best thing. So we're on a trip to Alaska that my parents had put together for our family, and we're all there, and we walk up and we get to see Oprah. Long story, but Oprah was on this cruise. Oh, the magazine has this partnership now with the cruise line, Holland America. And we happened to be on the inaugural one. It was all coincidence. But anyway, so we're at this dinner. You get to get in line and get a picture with Oprah. Oprah goes to take Michaela, and Michaela says, "No Oprah."
Only person
to say no to Oprah. No to Oprah? Nobody says no to Oprah.
Our 2-year-old does.
So that's just going to be about it. We're going to wrap it up here. You got to know us a little bit if you made it all the way through. And we're going to come out about every other week or so with episodes. We're going to throw in some interview episodes in there also eventually. The beginning is probably going to be a little bit more us talking about what's going on. We'll do reviews of how our weeks have been. We'll start to tell you about how we've changed our eating patterns and why. I'll update you on what's going on with my training. Gretchen will update you with how she has continuously decided not to train probably at this point. Maybe it'll change, but we don't know.
I can give updates on, you know, some reality TV shows too.
Oh, that's true.
I am a pro at that. How to work from the couch laying down. You start sitting up and then you end up laying down.
Oh yeah, you didn't tell everybody what you do.
Oh, I'm a director of finance for us.
From the couch.
From the couch. I work from home. I start the day with sitting up, you know, working on a laptop. I sit up. By the end of the day, I'm usually pretty scrunched down, and it's comfortable for me. People look at it, it's like, how do you work like that? But I work long hours.
And you stop putting on a Fitbit because that just depressed you.
Well, it was, you know, you only get like 200 steps. It's like crazy. And then your husband starts yelling at you. You need to move around some more. It's like, okay. So I get up, I go to the bathroom a couple more times.
In fairness, I didn't yell.
Well,
I don't yell at you.
You don't yell at me.
I strongly suggest. Well, I try to encourage. I would
strongly could encourage. Yeah.
But I don't nag anymore. I don't ask you to do things that often.
No.
This is riveting podcasting right now.
You asked for it.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. So, like I said, we're going to come back with updates on wellness, nutrition, how training is going, hopefully some interviews. Most of the time, my guess is we're going to have a glass of wine while we do this. We'll probably talk a little bit about that and what else is going on in our lives. But in the meantime, remember to be authentic and be better today. This was the Fat Man Chronicles. I was not hiding.